Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The blessed blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu anhu narrates that once he visited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to be busy cupping at that time. When the process was completed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Abdullah, dispose of this blood at such a place where nobody sees you. When he was out of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sight, Sayyiduna Abdullah radiyallahu anhu consumed the blood. When he returned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired how he had disposed the blood. He said, I disposed it in such a place which is the most concealed from the sight of people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hesitantly asked, did you perhaps drink it? And he admitted that he had. Note, it was due to this that Sayyiduna Abdullah radiyallahu anhu had unusual strength. Allama Aini rahimullah has narrated that other sahaba also drank Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blood. He has mentioned the names of Sayyiduna Ali, Abdullah bin Zubair, and Abu Tayba radiyallahu anhum. According to the most correct view, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's waste matter, including his blessed blood, was pure. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalki kullihim. The blessed excess matter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to relieve himself, there would be no trace of excess matter. In fact, there used to be a pleasant odor. Note, Imam Bayhaqi rahimullah has declared this hadith a fabrication. However, Imam Suyuti rahimullah has recorded this hadith through multiple chains and affirmed that it is acceptable. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha also reports Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying that the earth swallows the excess matter of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. In honor of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, the earth was instructed to swallow their excess matter. Attestation of the Salafus Saliheen regarding the purity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's excess matter. Qadi Iyadh Maliki rahimullah writes the following in his magnum opus, Ash-Shifa. Hafiz Abu Bakr bin Al-Arabi rahimahullah has stated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's urine, etc. is pure. This is also one of the views of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah writes in Ar-Rawda that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's urine, blood, and all his excess matter was pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah.